Parshas Lech Lecha. Let's say two words that the MS, I think I spoke out both of them once, but now I might want to tie them together. Pasuk says, by the Mechama. So they go out to Mechama, and Avram is victorious in the Mechama. We spoke about many times in the last week's Thursday night shmooze about the Yisod of Avram's kampf, his whole mahalich. So mahalich was to be marbe toy shemayim, and every deed and every maisa and every pula, the whole hez that we gave in the union of the mechama. So Avram comes back from the mechama, and after being victorious and going through the whole mahalich, Avram saves everybody, and Avram is taka. So in Aliyah Hamisha, Vayom Melchtam Avram Tenli Anesh Verchush Kachlo. Tenli Anefesh Verchush Kachlo. Vayom Avram Melchtam Harim Moisi Yodi Al Hashem Kel Elion Koinesh Shemayim Vaoretz. Make a shvua to the Rebbeinu Shalom Koinesh Shemayim Vaoretz, and Michut Viatzurch Nal, because Allah Veloy Soim Ani Ashati Es Avram. Avram has a big inyan now, and Lamaisa, it's a very big thing. He doesn't want to take nothing from Melchtam. And Lefi, the husband of Thursday night Shmuz, we can say that's also a husband. What was the word? I mean, at the end of the way, he deserved it. He went out to battle. He saved the whole Lord Stoim. He saved Melchtam. He saved all the habits of Stoim. He brought it back to his prestige. He was entitled. So Dr. Avram, I make a ned, I'm not touching anything. Why? And that's why it could be how to make a ned, because there was a strong tzad in his mind, he should take it. He, again, the feed of Mahal who was speaking, his whole mitzvah was to bring him back Kvod Shemayim. That's often the Ibn Shom, I'm a complete I'm a complete expression of Hashem's covenant in this world. And if it's going to come out that Ani Hashati Es Avram, and people are going to come from Melch Stoim, which is Stoim was the Risha Sheshaba Oilam, is a male, will be a steer to the whole Mitzias of Avram's. So Avram, it wasn't Stam. Avram wanted, did it with a Cheshbon. Ani Loya Madish, Ani Hashati Es Avram. He knew Stoim would go around saying that, and that would take away from Kavod Shemayim. Stoim would be somebody who would go around saying Ani Hashati Es Avram. He knew Stoim, Mel Stoim. That could be the chil between Paro. People, yes, by Paro he took. Because Paro was Yorei as Hashem. Paro said, be careful, go out. He didn't think, he saw by Paro, Paro would understand that it was all called Yad Hashem. And he was also Yad Hashem. Avram got involved. But Veloy Soim Ani Hashati, he understood that Mel Stoim could come back with a Tan Ani Hashati as Avram. And that would take away from Kvod Shemayim. He only wanted something that was Mabia Kvod Shemayim. And it was Kvod Shemayim. But Veloy Soim Ani Hashati as Avram, he saw that this man, Mel Stoim, wasn't ready to be Mazmoyed. He was part of the Risha of all the kings, and his whole Mahalach HaChaim was, that's why Lloyd was attracted to there, right? That was all Lloyd's whole fear of running away from Avram. Avram was the where was the Dakar Satoim Teretziz. Lloyd felt he's a safe main man, or he got it all from Avram. But that's the way it is when a person gets wealth, he has everything, so he might attribute to himself. And Lloyd went to attach himself to such a person called Malchus Stoim. The Stoim, they were all in Mela. He understood Malchus Stoim would say, Ani Hashati Es Avram, it would take away And yet, Avram adds a stipulation: Bilo die. Rakasha ochlu hana orum v'chelan shari ochlu iti honor eshkol mami heim yikul chelko. However, Bilo die. However, there's a stipulation with all the Torahs and all the cheshbonos of Avram's givaldiga aliyah kfoy chamayim. How kfoy chamayim should be unbelievable. And I'm looking only for kfoy chamayim, and I don't want any diminishing of kfoy chamayim. And therefore, I'm choishish ad hasoif that Melstone might say ani yashati as Avram. But that's all in my own cheshbon. But when it comes to Asher Ochlu and Orim Chek and Asher Oliti, to the people that went out to battle with him, who are they? My servant Eliezer, according to some Shatim, who went out to battle with him. So one Shat is 318 men. But according to Chazal, it was Eliezer Eved Avram, who's Doilo Umashke Mitoiroso Shel Rabba. He's his Mamish Talmud Muvok She'en Kamoyu, Doilo Umashke. Damesek Eliezer, Doilo Umashke Mitoiroso. And he, L'choira, it's Dovah Pashut. He's going to want, I should command him, or I should mitzave him, and if I ask him to follow my chumrah, he would follow it. Avram says, Ad Khan. Legabi Atzmi, chumrah ad asoiv, aloy asoiv ad is a pa. When it comes to Eliezer, Avram, who's most marj, my Talmud, I don't have a right, and I'm not going to enforce my chumrah on somebody else. V'lo yisoy ma'ani yashat yis Avram. Let's clap you, Avram. All the ma'isis, mishpoch, Eved Avram, also, you could say he was the one who was ma'asher. That's my chesh, but when it comes to somebody else, I have to be, it's a big yisoy, Rabbi Sen Chaim. A kama that you want to be, knowing with your own mahalach and your own chumrah, or whatever it is, but when it comes to yena, it's not my fourth episode, it's a takeoff on the Chofetz Chaim, but I'm just taking out more of the Chofetz Chaim. When it comes to Yena, dear I have to know, when it comes to Yena's Gashmias, your Ruchnias is Yena's Gashmias. When it comes to Yena's Gashmias, I can't enforce my Chumras on them. It's Yena's Gashmias, Yena's life. Probably my life I can enforce, but Klabi Yena, Bilodai. Here it's Nogei Yena. There, that's a very big issue when a person has to know in his aliyah and ruchnius, when he grows and he steigs and he but he has other people around him, whatever it is, who are not with that, and they're not holding by it. You have to know, you can convince them, you can try to think, but you have to know where they're holding, and to enforce on that chumrah on somebody else. Is their gashmias? Your ruchnis is their gashmias. You have to be doing for their gashmias. You have to be doing for somebody else's gashmias. That's your ruchnis. And that comment that's going to stare that you have no right to be doing your chumrah with their gashmias. What? No, because he said he should take from the food. They let them take. Let them take. They should be able to take. I'm not. I'm not knowing chumrah. That's a very big yisod in all around yisod person. When a person's growing and steiging, not to forget what the needs of somebody else, the needs of somebody else, and that's a petachal. A person's mamash growing ruchnius, and he has people around him that need to be taken care of gashmius wise. At the end of the way, or whatever it is, whatever they have to be taken care of, they need certain things that he that in his avodas Hashem it doesn't stim. Your avodas Hashem has to be doing for the needs of that. Not it has to fit into your mahalach hachaim. You have to know what that person needs. That's emes chesed. Emes chesed is not fitting into your mahalach hachaim. Emes chesed is to know deep what that person needs and to help fill that person's needs. With all the cheshbonis of you want to be oil in the Shemayim. But you have to know that's the yisod. Emes, I said over a void many years ago, a couple of years ago, I don't know if I said over, last year, but there's another connection. This yisod also at the beginning of Lech Lecha, which I was Madaik and Murray the Gadir. Pasuk says in the beginning of Yechlo, Vayera Hashem al Avram, Zachor atin esorot esov, even shemizbech Hashem anira eilof. In the beginning of Mizbeach Avram, as we spoke, his tafka was the Maverick for Chumai, wherever he went, he was building Mizbechois, Lashem and Nira Eilov, and the Mizbechois was an Indian of every time was giving Hoidor, Lakodesh Baruch, Korbonus, Hoidor. Vayatek Misham Mahorim, Mikenel of Esel, Vayet Olo, Besel, Mion, Vayam, Mikenel, Vayim, Shom Mizbeach, Vayikra b'shem Hashem. The pasuk says in the beginning, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Zayin Ches, that Avram went out and he built mizbechos all different places. When he came to Eretz Yisrael the first time, then Vayatek b'shem Ahara, he went up to the Har Mikelam Beisel. Vayet Oloy, and he was going from Madrega to Madrega. Adar Selio from the going Vayatek Misham, he was going higher and higher in his Madregas Haruchnias. Mekanam Beisel Vayet Oloy, Vayet Beisel Miyam, Vayami Kedem. The ACL was Miyam, Vayami Kedem. Even Shom Mizbech Lashem, he built another Mizbech over there when he went to the next place. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Over there, he started to call B'Shem Hashem. He started to be Marbe. As the Evan Ezra says, Kriyas Bnei Olam Avod Hashem, he started mamish, spread Torah, spread Yiddishkeit, spread everything. So in that pasuk it says Vayet Oholoi, and the pasuk spelled Aleph Hey Lamed Hey Oholoi. Look Rashi, Oholoksiv B'tchilo Notes Oil Ishtoi V'achar Nota Esheloi. So as Pella the Gazach was bothering me very much, like in the middle with Avram's unbelievable steiging over here, he's still going around Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, he's being married to Torah, he's going around the world spreading Hashem's name. Come on, get that out of, put that part out of here. This is what you're putting in over here. He put his wife's oil before Israel. What's it doing here in the pasuk here? This is where you have to tell me this. Put it somewhere in Parshas. I don't know at the end of Parshas told us over there. What's it doing here? Avram's busy spreading Hashem's name. He's making Kvot Shamayim. He's building unbelievable. The wife. Now you got to talk to me and tell me about the Oloi. Oloksiv. Main Bedafka. Chazal want to tell us. That some people are busy doing Chesed. They're involved in their own Avodas Hashem and Steiging. And they forget the wife at home. And he makes Cheshbonis. Lamaisa, okay, but it's all about Hashem and this name. I think it's an unbelievable dig. I didn't see anybody more this. No more. I think I said over last this morning. But Lamaisa, it goes with the shtickle. That's what I'm bringing in here also. It's the same shtickle, but the same yisoid. The amkus, this yisoid. That a person is in avodah Hashem, he has to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a shleimistiki person. A shleimistiki person, he doesn't forget around all his chiyuvim. And his chiyuv to his wife is just as much as a chiyuv to his wife. Just as much, but it's a chiyuv. The chiyuv to mechabit his wife, the chiyuv to his wife is a chiyuv. And therefore, the ends doesn't justify the means. Meaning, the ends to go ahead and spread Hashem's name, everything, it's gewaldic. But if there's going to be a being trampled on your chiyuv to your wife, to your thing. Now, if your wife is mafad, well, that's a different thing. I'm not going into that. But we're saying a person has to know. Somebody says, yeah, my wife's body. Go ask the wife. I can't take this. He's a chil Hashem, my husband. And he's going around. He's on every Ami magazine, the front page. I'm not saying anything wrong. He's on Mishpacha magazine. He's spreading Torah all over South America, North America, South Africa. He's flying all over the world. And his wife in his home is mamish bitter. She's bitter because he doesn't take care of the house. To take care of the shtub, and he's shame shemayim. I think the lesson here is mamish boiled. Vayatim shamar mikan leveisel, veisel miyav. Vayiven shavayikrom shame Hashem. With all the unbelievable, but he didn't forget. Vayet Oloi, nota oil ishto rishoina v'achach nota. He didn't forget. He didn't forget his chiyuv to mechabit ishto. Sivzichom learns pshat. I'm just saying, it's not my stam. You can learn maybe, but the Sivzichom learns pshat. But that's why he was not to oil though. As mechabit ishto. Yoisim ikufa. So says the Sivzichom pshat. So the mailer boy says, "Amiri the gisoy." This is mamish to sell be gisoy. He said, "This is a chav." How do we know that he did her oil first? This is a chav says it was din as kavod ishta. But the mice the gisoy had to learn. is Rabbeinu. Do you say that Dvarim is? With all, everything are shtag, we have to shtag, we have to look to each other. That's the Rabban Kotlas, all shmuz of a person has to look for care to keep going up higher and higher. But a person has to realize there's other people around him. And with all your shtag, you have to remember you're all chiyuvim to your Ben Al Chaver and what that person needs. So with your cheshbin, you have to know how to mechabit that person. And if that person doesn't need your chumrah, and you want to be machmir that, and you have to know. You have to be shleimus. Shleimus comes to your own avoid. You can be when it comes to other people. There was big poiskim, the great poiskim. When they came to their own avoid, very big machmirim. Their own avoid. When they came to other people, they were very mekilim. They were mekel because they understood that those people needed the coolers. And their own avoid, mamish, all the shittis. Reb Scheinberg was known. He's unbelievable. You know, in his own hanhagas, very big machmir. In his own hanhagas, when it came to other people, it was an unbelievable mekel. What was the pshat? He understood that the people coming to Rishayla, they're obviously looking, they understand they can be machmir, anybody can be machmir. But they come to him, they want to know, I'll be Torah. As Roshiva used to say, Koyach that Torah Adam. When it came to that what that person, my own chumrah and my own hanhagas achayim, avada, that's how I want to be noy. But when it comes to somebody else, it can't stare the other person. I have to be somebody who has that koyach rabbeisa, with all my hanhagas to be. And that's, you know, that's what we saw Salantab is. You know, a person's working on his chodesh elul, and he's so strict, and he's serious, being serious. But it's always to say that the whole world doesn't have to suffer because you're going through El right now. Your face is so like Aaron to me, you know, like your face is Rosh Haram. The person wasn't working his own Avoy, the Vei Gishma, but your face is Rosh Haram. So the whole world doesn't have to suffer, the Rosh says, because you're working Avoy this El. And that's the same thing that I say. Whatever you want to work, whatever you want to be, we have to understand that what's the Rogea Ashtag and on Hoggis, especially the Indian shall. It's very, 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 very no get home, Rabbi. Because a person has his achar. Women are not, you know, they have their own. Women are gavaldik. They have their own ruchlias. But I'm saying, but the women have their own, you know, their needs and their own zachen. And sometimes not the needs to learn the ksois achoshins to mahachem the ksois. You want to speak over with them right now. Could be here. Could be have a wife that likes to hear ksois achoshin, but she might want to hear more about, you know, what apples they're selling in the store. And you talk about apples now. Come on, you know. That's what I should talk about. I want to talk about the ksois achoshin. I want to talk about the hair I had in the Mesil Shisharim, a new type of mahalach in the Mesil Shisharim, how you should be zihirus and zihirus. She wants to talk about what type of apple sauce you want you to make this week for Shabbos, with the green apples, the yellow apple. That's what I'm going to talk about tonight. I'm going to come back with a big aliyah. I just answered all of Kivega's kashas in the sugya. I'm floating high. And there, what do we speak about by supper? Not Reb Kiva Eger, not the Ksois, not the Avdim Eluyim, even not Beis Lechem Yehuda. Applesauce. That's all we have to talk about today. But that's what's in the Chabbis here. Avram's in the upper worlds. That you could receive Hashem thousands, because thousands. He's giving drushes thousands. What was he busy doing in the midst of us? Vayeksham Ohala. Ohala. Okay, let's see.